Today, we will read Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 71. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, open our hearts to understand more about who you are. Help us to listen and to obey. Help us to apply whatever it is that we hear to our lives. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 71. While he was speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" When Jesus' followers saw what was going to happen, they said, "Lord, should we strike with our swords?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his right ear. But Jesus answered, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him, "Am I leading a rebellion that you come for me with swords and clubs? Every day I was with you in the temple courts, and you did not lay a hand on me. But this is your hour when darkness reigns." Then, seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance, and when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Men, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you are talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. He went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were guarding Jesus began mocking and beating him. They blindfolded him and demanded, "Prophesy! Who hit you?" And they said many other insulting things to him. At daybreak, the council of the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the teachers of the law, met together, and Jesus was led before them. "If you are the Messiah," they said, "tell us." Jesus answered, "If I tell you, you will not believe me. And if I asked you, you would not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the mighty God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied, "You say that I am." Then they said, "Why do we need any more testimony? We have heard it from his own lips." All right. Today we see the arrest and the beginning of the trial of Jesus. Once again, this is his last night, the night before he is killed. Judas, one of his close followers, comes, leads the soldiers, leads the guard to him, to arrest him and put him in prison. Once again, we are not really sure exactly why Judas did what he did. We're not given his motives. The Bible doesn't tell us. We just know that he betrayed Jesus, and he was paid for it. And so he brings the guard. And it's interesting, as the disciples see and realize what is happening, they suddenly pull out a sword, and one of them actually cuts off the ear of one of the high priest's servants. But what's interesting is what Jesus does. How does Jesus respond? He says, "No, enough." He doesn't try to stop himself from being arrested. He says, "Stop." And he actually heals the man's ear. This man who is there to arrest him, he heals him instead. It's a very unusual or different way of acting. For me, if I was being arrested, I would probably fight. I would try to get away. But Jesus not only stops the disciples from fighting, he actually heals and helps one of the people who is arresting him. You see, Jesus has a totally different perspective than we do. Jesus sees the bigger picture. And he understands that first, he is there to be arrested, be crucified, and die for our sins. He has understood that for a long time. And he chooses to do that because of love for us. So Jesus is arrested and taken away. Now, he is taken into the house of the high priest. And while he is in there, some people recognize Peter. And they go to him. And they begin to talk to him. They say, "Hey, you were with Jesus. You're one of his followers." Jesus had been very popular. And so, of course, many people began to recognize his disciples as well. And someone recognizes Peter. And they say, "Hey, you were with him, the man who's on trial right now. You're one of his followers." Now, Peter is afraid. He's afraid that this is going badly, and he doesn't want to be arrested. And so what does he do? He denies it. He says, "I don't know him." Someone else recognizes him. He does the same thing. Three times he is recognized, and three times he denies that he even knows Jesus. This is what Jesus had predicted. Jesus said, Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And he does. And so Peter, then, when the rooster crows, realizes what he has done and begins to weep bitterly. What about us? Do we sometimes deny Jesus when we feel it is dangerous to claim him? Do we keep silent and not stand up for Jesus because of fear of being labeled one of Jesus' followers? In the world today, there are people who either directly or indirectly deny following Jesus because they're afraid. They're afraid of the people around them. They're afraid of what might happen if they stand up for Jesus. I don't want to be one of those people. Whether it means trouble for me, I want to always follow Jesus and claim him and not be ashamed of following him. Now, it's important to remember that Peter said just what I said. Peter, just a few hours before, had said, "Lord, I will never deny you. I will go to jail for you. I'll even die for you." But when the time came, he fell. Why? Well, I think first, because he was not truly in the right attitude at this point. You see, Jesus had told them, watch and pray. If Peter had been watching and praying, his heart might have been where it should have been. But he had been sleeping. He hadn't been paying attention. And he had gotten his eyes off of what was truly important. Out of fear, he said, oh, I don't know him. Because he was afraid. Now, it's interesting. There are other passages that talk about John, one of Jesus' other disciples. That was different. John apparently didn't run away. He was actually at the high priest's house. He actually was closer to Jesus. He didn't hide because he was not afraid. So we do see two different reactions. Peter didn't need to be afraid. John wasn't arrested. Peter wouldn't have been. But he let fear control him. I pray that we don't let fear control us, but instead that we trust and have faith in Jesus. But a large part of that is keeping our hearts continually close, spending time in prayer, asking God to help keep us from sin. Finally, we read about the trial, and they are asking, are you the Messiah? And Jesus basically says, well, if I'd say yes, you're not going to believe me. If I say no, then I'm denying who I am. He doesn't actually say I'm denying who I am, but that's basically what he's implying. And so they say, are you the Son of God? You say that I am, is what Jesus says. And so they're trying to get him to say something that they believe is worthy of killing him. The problem is they don't accept and believe what is true. You see, if Jesus is not who he claimed to be, then the Pharisees would be right. They'll be right in trying to arrest him for claiming to be someone that he is not. The problem is, all throughout Jesus' ministry, he demonstrated and proved that he was who he claimed to be. They just didn't want to listen. They didn't want to believe and follow him. And so they chose to ignore the evidence that they were given. I think even today, many people are like this. Even today, many people choose to ignore what they see because they don't want to believe, they don't want to follow. I pray that we will never ignore what we know to be true. We will never ignore Jesus, but that we will listen and believe and follow him. Lord, I pray that as we look at this, that we would be strong and faithful. Lord, we don't want to be like Peter, who, when trouble came, turned away. Lord, I thank you that we have other stories after you came back where Peter didn't turn away. So, Lord, even if we have turned away from you in the past, there is hope. As you forgave Peter, you can forgive us. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us, that we would be faithful even when it's difficult. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.